This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
In another Fox News alert on a night full, the Justice Department has launched a federal investigation into Planned Parenthood and its practices and the sale of fetal tissue. In a letter first obtained by Fox, reporters Brooke Singerman and Jake Gibson, the Justice Department has formally requested unredacted documents from the Senate Judiciary Committee, the same panel that led the congressional probe into that organization, Planned Parenthood. The letter includes confirmation of an ongoing investigation into practices over there. We will keep you abreast of that investigation.
Of course, this is something that has been long awaited and have gone by the wayside. Interestingly enough, the gentleman, David DeLeiden, who was responsible for making those videos, he's the one that ends up in jail. And, you know, which was rather odd, because Planned Parenthood clearly was caught on tape breaking the law. And they've been running, you know, absolutely free on this whole situation. And so now we get news yesterday that Planned Parenthood is under investigation by the Justice Department over the sale of fetal tissue. And I hear a resounding roar across this country saying it is about time. See, what all this is all about, ladies and gentlemen, is the rule of law. Donald Trump, what he has brought into focus here is that at the very foundation of America's ills is that we've turned our back on the rule of law. I don't care if you look at, you know, immigration, you look at the abortion issue, right on down the line, at the very basis of all of most of our ills is the fact that, you know, we've just said, hey, we don't really want to pay attention to the rule of law. I mean, what happened in San Francisco? What's been going on across the country with sanctuary cities. I mean, all this stuff is very dangerous. What does it tell the communities here? All in the name of this emotional issue about illegal immigration. Well, you know, go ahead.
And your biggest thing is that they're picking and choosing which ones they want to follow.
Yeah,
well,
but
we're not going to do ICE, but, you know, if Texas wants to say, you know what? You want machine guns? You guys go ahead and own machine guns. You want to own tanks? Go ahead and own tanks.
Yeah, right.
And you know, but that, oh no, you can't do that. You got to follow all the gun, federal gun laws. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to immigration and coming into the country illegally, well, we'll choose which ones we want to do, and that's a problem because
yeah, on what basis? I mean, what is the choice? I mean, what are you doing here? But doing what Barack Obama did. And I have no problem laying it at his feet, because what he did was dismantle the foundation of our country on so many levels, all in the realm of the theoretical. And, you know, we have enough empirical evidence. Is it any wonder right now that, you know, our top officials, the FBI, the ones who are supposed to really stay on top of the scale of justice, that they have been, you know, they've been so compromised? The IRS, other agencies, you know, this deep state that's lingering around is going, wait a minute. You know, we voted in a new president that we believe is going to promote government of, for, and by we the people. In fact, that's what he said upon his inauguration, that today was different, that today was the day that the government was going to be turned back to the people where it belonged. And, you know, that still echoes, and he continues to fortify and make decisions to support his promise that he made on that inauguration day. The challenge is do we the people have the tenacity? Do we have enough fight in us to do what it was that our founding fathers called us to do? And which we were reminded of by Ronald Reagan when he said that, you know, democracy isn't passed on through our DNA and in the bloodstream. You know, we have to pick up the baton and we have to fight for it. That's that's what this nation is calling for. This is for a time such as this, is what is being demanded of us, is that we get activated and stand up for our constitutional rights.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
I forgot to tell you, Carlos and Maria don't speak in English.
Yes.
Well, I'm back now. Estamos encantados de conocer a tu mujer.
Sí, chico.
Oh, muchas gracias, muchas gracias. They want me to tell you that they're very happy to meet you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Poquito de vino, Maria.
Gracias.
Lucy? Carlos, ¿quieres un poquito de vino?
Sí, muchas gracias.
Bueno, a sus saludes.
A la salud.
A Cubita Bella.
Rojaen.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Oh, when television was fun, huh? This is why we have Lauren Kitchen Stewart with us, because she reminds us of these fun days and fun. Your Spanish has improved. You've gotten a lot better than that, haven't you?
What? They ought to ask is about as far as it goes with me.
Yeah, yo no tengo tiempo para ti, you know, but you're gonna, yeah, you can go to Taco Bell and you come out with the right tacos, so you're okay, it's all good.
I come out with chihuahuas from Taco Bell.
No chalupes and nothing. Oh, man.
Lots of chihuahuas.
Hey, thanks for putting up with me. I got a little bit of the Barry White, you know, throat thing going. You know, the wife unit
Barry
celebrated.
Oh, you're right now.
Yeah, Barry, Scott says Barry Blanco. I'm Barry Blanco, you know. So,
Barry Blanco.
So, yeah, I know. What can I tell you? Hey, lots to go over and talk about. One of the things here we were just discussing about the DOJ finally moving on Planned Parenthood for selling baby parts, fetal tissue. Amazing. I mean, Jeff Sessions may be doing his job here.
Well, and I think most of us have given up hope. We shouldn't. We need to be hoping all the time and believing that God is moving in our country. But I think we all get so discouraged. We know we're in a fallen world, and we think they're never going to do anything.
Yeah, when we're missing it this much,
we're so encouraged.
Exactly. Well, you know, and as we've been saying to the audience here, Lauren, we can be thankful for Donald Trump, because what he's been doing is putting, you know, the light of truth on these deficient areas where time and again the previous administration was breaking the law, and they just cast it aside. And at the foundation of many of the ills we're dealing with, it's about broken laws. I mean, here it is in this Planned Parenthood. If you remember the video, David DeLayden, who was responsible for shooting those videos, he's the only one that ended up in jail over this thing. What Planned Parenthood was doing was absolutely horrendous, a huge violation of the law, and it's all skirted, supported. The people rally around them and say, oh, no, you can't defund them. You know, we got to just, you know, keep staying the course, you know, with them and supporting them and go, wait a minute, they're selling baby tissue. Are you okay with that? Oh, well, that's not, you know, that's manufactured. That's not the truth,
really,
right?
It's about women's health. It helps women and helps women stay healthy. You're like, what? I mean, yeah, I've had conversations with people like that where I've had to literally stop and just not talk to them anymore about it, because I was getting so angry, passionately angry, because I love Jesus and I love babies. I was like, how can you condone this and look past me? That dreadful, dreadful. And
well, this is the problem.
And nothing was done about it. Years ago, decades ago, something would have been done about it. And that's the place that we've come to in our country, where it's swept under the carpet. So it's refreshing today And it blesses our hearts to know something will be done about it prayerfully.
Well, exactly. But, you know, like I said, whether it's this or, you know, all the sexcapades going about, one of the managers of our affiliates on the East Coast, Northeast, up in Buffalo, wrote, he says, let's see. He says, porn is normalized. Victoria's Secret's fashion show on primetime TV, sex ed of all flavors to kids, sex scenes in every TV and movie. And, oh, no, people are misbehaving sexually. Really? I think more shocked at the sudden morality of those who have promoted this behavior all along. Every time a new name hits the news, he says, I think, well, of course, not shocked in the least. They're behaving how society has told them to behave. Biblical sexuality has more cultural merit now than ever. Shame on the church, he says, me included, for not fighting harder. There is no room for Christian cowards in today's culture. Sex outside of marriage of one man and one woman is sin. Mm-hmm. He says, don't entertain the portrayals of or thoughts of unbiblical sexual behavior. It will creep into your moral compass. This is a warning from Brett. I thought very well stated. And I wanted to share that because you and I were just talking about this.
We were just talking about this in our country. And, you know, something that's been alarming to me is how it seeps into the, and you mentioned that earlier, that our children are vulnerable to these things. And I was speaking to a group of women last night about, you know, growing up in the 70s and in the 80s where, you know, the commercials were like for Calgon ads. You know, Calgon, take me away. And now the things that you're seeing on television, on commercials, and my daughter at 8 has more of an understanding of the things you're talking about than I did in the 11th grade because of being around kids at school, at Christian school, whose, you know, parents are allowing them to watch whatever. I mean, she'll come home and ask us what certain words are. I won't even tell you what they are because they're so horrifying, and Robin and I are just, we can hardly speak, and she's totally innocent. She heard it from somebody at school, and we're just like, oh, well, you know, listen. And we just don't make a big deal about it, but it breaks my heart to see that innocence stolen. But her coming home asking us what things are that she should not even have an understanding of until probably high school or college. I mean, it's that deep in our country. And what I don't understand and what I've been shocked by, especially during the election, is parents that aren't more concerned for the welfare of their children and what their children are being exposed to. Because when you're talking about all these things going on with sexual immorality, so much of it starts when you're younger, the things you're exposed to, things that happen in the home where your innocence is stolen. And it might not be anything that's happened to you, but just knowledge and things you're aware of that you shouldn't be at that early of an age.
Exactly.
So as a parent, that's been something that has really been burdening my heart. And I'm a fairly new parent. I've only been a parent for 7 years. We adopted Chaney when she was a year old from Nepal. Mm-hmm. And so my understanding of what's going on in the world has just been, I think, more enlightened lately from the parental side of things and wanting so much to protect her. And then in seeing with myself and my husband, you know, how we have to really talk through a lot of these things that we're exposed to. And we're in a fallen world, Bill. I mean, we're fleshly human beings, and it's so important that we're guarding ourselves constantly. But, you know, think about when we were kids. No one could have access to pornography unless, like, you were spending the night, like, as a man, you're spending the night with one of your friends, and their uncle has, like, a Playboy hidden in their mattress, and he's out of prison. You know, that was about all that you could get. Now, for it to be so readily available to, you know, to everyone. I mean, that's what's so tragic, even though all the media can be a great thing and social access and computers and, you know, Facebook and Snapchat and online and Google, there are drawbacks too. And it's like we really have to be mindful to teach our children the importance of purity and holiness and righteousness and for us to walk it out ourselves. And you know what? It comes down to accountability.
Right.
When you and I were talking about that too, we've all got to have an inner circle of friends that love the Lord that we can all come together once a month, every other week, whenever you can work it out, and hold each other's feet to the fire for what choices you're making in your life, and are you being pure? Because without accountability, most of us fall short anyway. So you've got to have that time with the Lord every day to bask in His presence, become more like Him, and have accountability. Then we stay in line. But we're all so busy, even in the church.
Yeah, without a doubt.
To take time to, you know, hold ourselves you know, to what the Word of God is saying, how we need to live by.
And now more than ever, to your point. Lauren Kitchen Stewart is with us, national radio and TV personality, national speaker as well. Good to have her with us, and we've got more from Lauren on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
We sing the love song as we go along, walking in the winter wonderland.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Getting pentatonics, huh? Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. This is the very independent Bill Martinez Live coming at you, as we do fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, Lauren, you were talking about, you know, the debasement and the loss of morality in our country. I had a shocking interview. I wish you were here with me. talking with Dr. Lori Handrahan and talking about the epidemic. And this is one of those epidemics that America's head is in the sand big time. We don't want to hear it, but that is the epidemic. I mean, to your point, what you said earlier, child pornography and the stuff that is going on. Oh, Lauren, it is sickening. You can't believe it. I mean, she's telling us that, you know, there's websites there where they, you know, they get these young kids that are, less than 4 years old, or even months old, because that's in that trade, that is just an absolute, that's absolute gold. To have a 4-month-old child that you can violate, and that it just keeps increasing to where that child eventually is snuffed out, and they have video of this whole process. And the sick part of our society is excited by all this stuff, and they give it place and rise, and this is a part of the woof and warp of what America has become.
I got a phone call a couple of weeks ago from a friend who asked me to pray for one of her best friends whose husband they had found was looking at child pornography. Mm-hmm. And I had another friend whose husband that happened to, and did a lot of research, had a lot of conversations, and her husband was trying to tell her, well, I was just online just looking at just, you know, basic stuff, and it just popped up. And I said, right. You know what? That is not true. Mm-hmm. Child right. pornography does not just pop up. You do have right. to, I think, have, you know,
well, I can tell you.
If anybody tells you that, that's not the truth.
But I can tell you, in my experience one time, I mean, you know, the state in L.A. where we used to work together, I'm in my office, and I'm just, you know, checking out URLs, and I typed in KRLA, which was the call letters mm-hmm. of the station I worked for, right?
Right.
So I typed that in, and you remember Patty Cordier, you know, our assistant,
yeah.
sweet little Patty? She's there in my office. Next thing, I mean, I just hit KRLA.com. Oh my God, I got this Carla website thing, and it was, and I couldn't get off of it, because the thing is, what happens when you click to get away, you know, I don't know what I was thinking. I mean, I could have just reached over and turned the terminal off, but in my panic, I'm sitting there hitting these clicks, you know, get out, you know, escape, get out. And with each click, Lauren, it took me deeper and deeper.
Well,
and,
what was it showing? It was
all this pornography that started out soft and went hard with each click as I was going through. And I'm like, I'm in a panic, and, you know, going, Patty, don't look, you know, stop, you know, whatever. I'm trying, you know, and she could see my, and I was like, oh my, I was so embarrassed that this happened. So some of that, boy, it is a trap. And, but if you have any penchant whatsoever, I mean, it'd be like an alcoholic, you know, if you overcome it, or you know it's a weakness, you know better, you just stay away from it. But boy, you know, you accidentally hit the wrong button and you're entrapped in this deal, it gets pretty raw. I was shocked, and had I not seen it myself, I would not have. It was crazy.
Well, I mean, and that can happen to anyone. I think things are tighter though than they used to be. I remember when I was on the air one time, we were doing some patriotic thing. And the site we meant to use on the air was .org, but mm-hmm. we used .com or .net, and it was some horrifying, nasty pornographic thing. We had to get back on and go, no, change that website. And,
right.
you know, we would have never thought that. But I'm saying, as far as child pornography, I think what happens is, and all of you know this, it starts with adults, then you go to teens, and then that fleshly desire gets so ignited that it takes more to get your high, and you have to go deeper and deeper to, you know, to have that feeling of that rush again, which is just straight from the pits of hell. And
right.
I feel like when these people kind of know each other, you know, that's how they have access to this, and it's a really deep, dark world. And I had a really good friend at work at a Christian, National Christian Network years ago, one of my favorite guys in the world, and they found out that he was selling it. He was taking pictures of his daughter's friends, drugging them, selling it, had to go away for 25 years, lost his family, and I never would have seen it coming in him.
Mm.
Never would have seen it coming. I mean, he was just a great guy, wonderful personality, you know, but we, like you said, we have to be on guard all the time.
But it goes to your point about accountability. It goes, and the thing is, the studies have been done, and, you know, and it's more prevalent in the pews on Sunday than people are willing to admit, to your point. And mm-hmm. this is the thing. If we don't, if we're not embracing the truth and pursuing the truth and making sure that God's kingdom and will is being manifest in our life, even though the Pope wants to change the Lord's Prayer. You heard about that, right?
He wants to change the line.
That's right. Well, he wants to change the line. And, of course, and I'm thinking, wait, this is what Jesus, this is from Jesus. Jesus said this, you know, when he talks about lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from, you know, evil. He says that kind of gives you the sense that maybe God is leading you, you know, into temptation. He's recommending, and there's already some dioceses that have gone along with the move. So we'll see if it happens here in the United States. But the Pope is suggesting that maybe Jesus had it wrong, I guess. I don't know.
Well, how does he want to phrase it?
I was just trying to pull that up, and I'll tell you in just...
Hold on. Isn't the whole premise that he told them, hey, don't eat that fruit, right? He could have just not created the fruit. Mm. He could have never told them about the fruit.
Right.
But it's a choice. He wants us to choose them.
So right. Isn't that the whole point of it?
Well, the point is what he wants to do. He says it's not necessarily a good translation, the phrase, do not let us fall into temptation, which the Catholic Church in France has amended, and they decided to use, do not let us fall into temptation. That is their replacement. He says that's...
Well, you know what, though? I kind of prefer that. Now, y'all might not agree, but I'm just saying when it comes down to the translation of what it was originally meant, maybe it was originally meant to be that way. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. From the original translation.
Well, you can tell I'm a traditionalist, so I'm challenged at times when the Catholic Church, does these sort of things. And because I was looking at the Greek interpretation, I started doing some studying on it, and what kept coming up, and I'm going, God, give me wisdom on this thing, because I know we've got to talk about this. It's going to come up, and I'm going, well, this is how Jesus, when the apostles said, hey, teach us to pray, we want to pray like you do,
right?
And he says, okay, here it is. And so, again, there's things when
what
you...
What did the Greek say? Did the original Greek, did it translate closely to lead us not?
Yeah, lead us not.
Let
yeah,
us
lead,
go
lead,
into.
Lead us not.
Okay.
Yeah. And so...
Most people understand that, like Scott's saying. I think most of us, our whole lives, have understood what that meant. Mm-hmm. We never thought that meant that Jesus would, lead us intentionally into... temptation to try to, stump us in life. I don't think any of us think that, but things have gotten so politically correct out there that maybe that's why he's thinking that needs to be changed, so people aren't misinterpreting that and it's keeping them away from understanding his grace and mercy. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, he has a reason for this even happening, right? Some verbiage must have taken place between people that they're saying, what does this mean that this God would say this? I don't know. It came from some place. Something happened to make them think that needed to be addressed.
Well, and you might even say, and this is one of the possibilities, was not lead, but leave us not into temptation. Of course, God tells us that no temptation has overtaken us, that is common to all men, but that God in his faithfulness with every temptation will give us a way out. It's an interesting conversation. So, like I said, being conservative and traditional, when you want to change the Lord's Prayer,
if you make that change, what other changes then are going to take place if that precedent happens?
Exactly. Well, let us know your thoughts. You can drop me a line, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. And Lauren, if you want to be in touch with Lauren, hey, she speaks all over the place and happy to come to a theater near you. And they can be in touch with you real quick. We got 10 seconds.
Lauren Kitchen Stewart. You can find me there on Instagram or Living Life with Lauren on Facebook. I'd love to hear from you. Merry Christmas, family.
Merry Christmas.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. According to a Bank of America survey, traveling more is one of the top New Year's resolutions for Americans in 2018. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America Executive.
You may not realize it, but holiday spending can help jumpstart your 2018 travel. According to Bank of America's debit and credit card data, the average consumer spent $1,000 in total retail purchases last holiday season. This year, turn your gifting into your next dream trip by using our travel rewards card to rack up points. The Bank of America Travel Rewards credit card lets you earn 1.5 points on every dollar spent on purchases, which can be redeemed toward travel, meaning points earned for a watch for Dad in December can be redeemed toward a hotel purchase you make in the spring. Best of all, there are no blackout dates and points don't expire, so you can start your New Year's resolution anytime.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Love that Christmas feeling. And, speaking of that Christmas feeling, Rita Watkins joins us. Let me tell you a little bit about Rita. This is her debut solo album. Recorded her first single when she was just 6 years old. Grew up in a musical missionary, what she calls musicianary family, traveling and singing with their family band. I got that right, didn't I? I mean, you know.
You did.
I like that. Spent more than 30 years honing her formidable skills as a vocal stylist, trading tag team vocals with her brother, singer-songwriter Steve Garrett, in the Christian pop rock band Pilgrim's Progress, as well as performing solo concerts and all. And that Christmas feeling, produced by Scott Williamson of Point of Grace and Lincoln Brewster fame. So she's got an excellent team behind her, excellent background, and here we are. We get to get blessed this Christmas with that Christmas feeling and Rita Watkins. Rita, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me on the show today, Bill. I'm great, and Merry Christmas to you. I love it as well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, for me, Merry Christmas never stops. I mean, you know, the kids will get in my car. I tell our audience all the time. They'll get into my car, at, you know, in April, and they're hearing Christmas music, and they go, Dad, what are you doing? I said, well, you know, it's just, you know, to me, it's relevant. If it's not relevant in December, then it shouldn't be relevant in January, I feel.
You're my kind of guy. I'm the all-around Christmas music gal.
Well, let's talk about A Christmas Feeling. I loved it. I had a chance to listen to it. It's on my iPod now. I've got it laced right there. I love the style, but tell us about Christmas Feeling.
Oh, my. Well, this really has been about 10 years. I would say about 10 years at least in the making. Mm-hmm. This record was just really inspired and is also dedicated to my dad. He was born in 32 and just really kind of the heart of that era, and just an amazing tenor. We all grew up kind of doing, you know, doing this music thing. Mm-hmm. I have four older brothers.
And, so Daddy didn't sing bass, he sang tenor, right?
He was a tenor, but I'll tell you, he had perfect pitch, and he could play everything by ear, including that stand-up bass with the tub and the broomstick and the clothesline. For real, I just like yesterday have that in my mind. So some families sit around playing cards, and we sat around and did music.
Because of Dad, because of Dad, was that why the big band jazz genre for the Christmas feeling?
Absolutely. I mean, it was just kind of the simplistic, you know, this northeastern, quintessential northeastern Christmas, that era, just simple, old-fashioned. My dad used to, you know, dress up like Santa Claus and kiss my mom under the mistletoe and all decorating together and watching the lights and putting up decorations, singing carols and reading the Christmas story. It just really seems very almost textbook fairy tale. In that sense, but really just such warm memories. I have nothing but just wonderful memories and fun Christmas feelings. And it was very simple. I mean, we had a simple life, but in that sense, but it was just very beautiful. Everything about it was special.
Well, you mentioned your family, and of course, as I said at the intro, you grew up in a traveling family band. That could almost be a song title, I think, you know.
Well, I think they call this the Christian Von Trapp.
Oh, really?
Oh, my parents were missionaries too. I mean, we kind of did all that as East Coast and U.S., Canada, and then overseas. My parents were in over 35 different nations through the years, and so it was great. I mean, we all shoved in a van and a camper later, and traveled all around, had our home base here in suburban Philly, but just traveled from different churches and venues and Christian TV, and you name it, we probably sang there.
Wow, that is awesome. Now, you traveled and sang with your brothers, I mentioned earlier, Christian recording artist, worship leader, Steve Garrett, in Pilgrim's Progress. Tell us about that.
We kind of have been every entity, I think, through the years. We were the Garrett family, and then we were the Garrett band, and then we were the Steve and Rita entity. And so we kind of had this whole family of seven thing, and then we broke down to three of my brothers and myself, one on drums, my brother Dave on drums, Phil on the bass, and Steve was the songwriter and lead guitarist, and I was the percussionist and vocalist. I think as we had mentioned before, everyone and in my bio, we just all kind of picked up different musical instruments. And, so we had just these, different paths of our musical journeys, but never stopped all leading worship together. Mm-hmm. We all were part of a home fellowship church after we had been on the road full time for 15 years as a family. In the late 80s, my parents founded a home church. And we were all involved in that together for 25 years.
Yeah, you didn't have a choice, did you?
No, you learn to love each other, or you're just at odds. But fortunately, praise the Lord, we all got along really well.
When I say that, of course, you know I'm kidding, and you picked up on that, because it's the thing that God does with us. You know, He puts us in front of our purpose, and if you go with the flow of it, it can be a lot of fun. And I can only imagine what it must have been around your family with all these musicians and jam sessions. Your family style had to just
daily.
Be incredible, right?
Daily jam sessions, home meetings, and worship sessions late into the night and early into the morning. It never stopped. The dinging of the glasses around the dining table was fully allowed in our home.
Well, I want to know who played the spoons.
Probably my father. My dad was a jokester. To know him, we called him Papa Pun. That was one of our nicknames for him. And my dad was just kind of a dad to everyone. He was really what I would say Jesus with skin on.
He knew
how to love well, and you only had to meet him once to really feel the incredible love of God flowing through him. And one of my favorite, most fondest things to think about now is I used to be embarrassed by it as I was a little girl, but he used to call me his icing on the cake after they had five sons. I had an oldest brother that passed away as an infant, but then they had four more sons before I came along. And so now it's very, very dear to my heart because I really, my dad and I were extremely close. Our family was very close, but, you know, daddy's only little girl. So,
I was going to say, I was going to say, yeah, without a doubt, daddy's little girl, and that never ends.
No, you know? Definitely yeah. not. Definitely not. Very, very close to my heart. And so we had always talked about possibly doing a Christmas record to, you know, at some point. We did all kinds of recordings. My dad did quite a number of solo recordings himself, and we never did a Christmas recording together. And it is something we had talked about. We did quite a number of Christmas performances together through the years, always on my heart to do it. So,
well, his influence is definitely expressed in that Christmas feeling. Final question here as we wrap things up, Rita. I'm going to give you the final final say here. You know, what do you want people to get from this? You know, this is such an exceptional CD, and we appreciate your gift on display here and the gift of the Christmas feeling that you're giving us this season. What do you want our audience to take away from this, you know, from your music?
I would say my greatest heart with producing this holiday record is really cross-market. People's hearts are open, even those that wouldn't normally listen to a Christian record or a Christian recording. They're very open at this holiday season, Christmas season, to being just touched by the warmth of what Christmas means.
Yes.
And even if they reject hearing Merry Christmas, but my heart really for those listening is that they are touched not only by the message of the gospel, which is Christmas, but that this would have an opportunity to just touch all markets in a very specific way, and that God would open up the doors to do that, and just give influence where perhaps, you know, otherwise wouldn't be there necessarily.
Exactly.
So this is just such a joy to share with the world because it's been so personal to my heart.
Well, excellent. That Christmas feeling, we're going to agree in prayer with you, Rita Watkins. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, Bill. Thanks again for having me on the show.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Entrepreneurs expect a solid finish to the year and are confident in the 2018 economy, according to the Fall 2017 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report. Nearly three-quarters of small business owners are optimistic their 2017 year-end revenue will surpass that of 2016. In addition, economic confidence also surged by more than 10% from last fall, as almost half of entrepreneurs expect the national economy to improve in 2018. However, growth plans remain flat from last fall, and plans to hire are down from last year. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
With unemployment at record lows, business owners may be experiencing challenges in finding qualified candidates. This has led to a decline in hiring plans for the year ahead. Even with that challenge, the short-term future is very bright as entrepreneurs are upbeat about the 2018 economy.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses.
18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
ID Stronghold wallets are different. They may look the same on the outside. They're stylish. They'll hold your cards and cash. But they're hiding something great on the inside. No, there are no pyrotechnics. And it doesn't sing when you open it. But it does have magical powers. ID Stronghold wallets protect your critical information and identity from thieves standing right next to you. Protect your family this holiday season with affordable leather ID Stronghold wallets and purses. Anyone can buy a cheap RFID scanner online and snag your information just by walking past you. Contactless credit cards, debit cards, even your work ID badge. ID Stronghold was the first to pioneer RFID blocking technology over 12 years ago. Secure your identity and save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time at idstronghold.com. That's coupon code PRESENT, also available at walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, or QVC. idstronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Joy to the world.
Back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Yes, it is the season, and tis the season for the one and only Bob Waliszewski, Focus on the Family's Director of Media and Culture, and, of course, the very popular Plugged In department. Hey, welcome back. How was Hawaii?
Just like it was for you a few weeks earlier.
Yes.
Absolutely fabulous. You know, how can you ever go to Hawaii and come back and go, oh man, yeah. I don't know why I went. I should have gone to Kansas City or something, you know.
Yeah, but your daughter isn't in Kansas City. I mean, you know,
she
and Toto are, you know, on the yellow brick road there in the Big Island, you know, so.
Yes. The only negative on this vacation was I have been, since 2013, I have been trying to learn how to kiteboard. I see the former president of the United States got up, and I thought, you know, maybe I can get up. But
yeah.
I didn't have much luck with it. I'll put it this way. Took a few more lessons, and ended up getting my kite stuck up in a tree on the beach.
You got it. Your kite.
No.
Oh,
it was embarrassing, to say the least.
Well, but hey, guess what, though? That gives you, reason more to go back, right?
And I guess. I think maybe I might just have to give it up on that. I'm not give up Hawaii.
No. But kite surfing.
Maybe I'm just too much of a klutz for kiting. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, I have faith in you, buddy. Hey, good things happening on the big screen. Coco, wow. Gone absolutely nuts. What's happening?
Well, it did. It's 2 weeks in a row. Mm-hmm. At number one, even knocked Justice League out. But I'm not a big fan. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the situation. It's a Pixar film. There's some wonderful messages in this film about family. It's eye-popping, beautiful artwork, and it's incredible in a Pixar sort of way. But the theology of this film, it was almost like, to me, a long Sunday school lesson on the Day of the Dead and how, you know, everybody, no matter how good, bad, or ugly they've been, they all just go to the same eternal reward, and we'll meet each other, and we'll have a good time, and we'll, you know, it's like, oh, anyway. Yeah. So I wasn't a big fan. Now, that said, to be fair, I also believe that believers have a much easier navigation of a film like Coco than non-believers, because they know the truth, and they can go and tell their kids, hey, okay, we're going to go see this film. It's not theologically accurate. We'll talk more about it after the film. Let's just go see it and then talk. But I worry more about non-believers because I think if they have no compass and this becomes their compass, it's way off base theologically. Okay.
Yeah, but this is
off my platform.
No, that's okay. But I think this is what reminds us, Bob, about the harvest being ripe for the picking. You know, with things like that that go in, it's like, in a way, it's a little bit of like martial arts. If you understand what martial arts is all about, you take people's momentum and you use that momentum, you know, to their disadvantage. And by that, I don't mean like we're playing chess here. It's just like, look, you know that they're leaning in the wrong direction. So let them lean and be there to pick them up. And with love, so that they get the truth. It's like, okay, well, Coco, how did Coco impress you? What was the message that you got out of that? And do you really believe that? I think it's a door opener for conversation. If you can be compassionate to understand that we've all been there, we've all been in our own lostness, and by His grace we've been found. And so, look, there's plenty of grace out there. Can we be grace contagions, so to speak?
No, good. Well said. Yeah. The number three film in the nation, I'll jump down to it, is a film, though, that I found absolutely wonderful.
Full, yes, and exactly. I'm hearing so many good things about Wonder as well. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Julia Roberts, Owen Wilson, Jacob Tremblay plays a little boy. But it's the story of a boy who, we're told early on in the film, has had multiple surgeries on his face. And of course it's makeup, but you know, you go with it when you see it and just, you know, this is a boy who's had all these surgeries.
Right.
And just the good, the bad, and the ugly, speaking of again, of just what this boy was going through and went through, how he was rejected by some just because of his looks, how his family, of course, was always there to support him. But, you know, hey, mom and dad, of course they're going to love me. But what about, you know, and it's Julia Roberts has been homeschooling this boy, and they're finally going to let him go into mainstream schools. And this is where he faces the rejection.
Right.
And then he finds a friend finally, only to overhear this friend tell someone else something along the lines of, if I look like that, I would kill myself.
Mm.
And he thought this was his friend.
Right.
You know,
right.
Of course, it devastates him, puts him back a whole couple steps more, you know, and then it has just a sweet, feel-good ending and just such good messages. I just think it's the kind of, I wish I had seen a film like this when I was a little boy, because when I was a little boy, there was just too much teasing in the classroom around that fifth grade mark for other kids.
Yeah.
And I wish that I would have had something like this that would have made a better impact on me, of just the value of every single human being. Of course, I believe that firmly now, but I miss that somehow growing up a little
right.
bit.
Yeah, I remember The Mask. The Mask had that impression on me. And it was further established for me from Del Tackett in his Truth Project, when he talked about going on a dance and his dad asked him if he had a good time. He goes, yeah. He goes, how about the girls? Did all the girls dance? Well, for the most part. Well, do you think the ones that didn't dance, do you think they had a good time? And, it paused him to take note and to be more compassionate, you know, toward others, because, especially in the peer group. But this is a tough deal. And I can see a situation where, you know, you might have a friend or somebody who wants to be a friend, but sometimes the peer pressure can be somehow make you incapable of being a true friend. But I I'm sure there have been people that have been, you know, have gone through that and said, God, I could have been a better friend. But maybe they found themselves like this individual in Wonder that succumbed to the peer group and just said, well, you know, if I look that way, to be like everybody else. On one moment he stands out and wants to be exceptional. But he took the road most traveled, not less traveled. And, you know, that's a great storyline and opportunity, I think, for all of us to understand that, you know, God, it's kind of like Shaquille O'Neal's mom. I was seeing something where, Harvey Levin's been doing is Objectified, and he interviewed Shaquille O'Neal, and his mom came on, and his mom said that, you know, what she impressed upon Shaquille, because he was so big, and even at an early age, when he was like 6 years old, he was a monster, and Shaquille, by his own admission, said, yeah, he got tired of being made fun of, so he said, okay, so he became a bully. He said, if you're not going to be my friend, I'll just be a bully. So he was a bully there for a while, but his mom said that she impressed on him that he was uniquely designed, and that was the life message that she kept pouring into her son. And here he is. I mean, an incredible success story for all that he has gone through and what he has done, you know, for the world of the NBA and beyond that as well.
You know, when I was in high school, I met the Lord at age 15, and shortly thereafter, I heard a speaker who impressed upon me the scripture out of Psalm 139 that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Mm-hmm. You know, is there things about myself that if I had made myself, I would have made myself differently? I think everybody has that, you know. I'd be taller, or I'd be able to have more muscles. I'd lose weight more quickly, or whatever it would be. And but this particular speaker impressed me that God didn't make a mistake, that for some reason, even though I could point out my own physical flaws, God made me exactly how I was supposed to be. And it has helped me. It has helped me walk through my life in those days where I've wondered some of those physical attributes. We all do. We all
do.
Sure. I don't care. Even
Absolutely.
If we're the Hollywood's A-list actor, actresses, you know, you read stories about them going, you know, I look in the mirror and I see myself as heavy. And it's like, no, you're not. How am I?
Right, exactly.
That, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
I know.
But I come back to that, and I think even though it doesn't go on scripture, wonder really does bear out that Psalm 130, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and I really like that. Moving on to number 9, the star. I'm glad to see that it just kind of, you know, 4 million this week, 4 million next week, 4 million the week after, and, you know, it's not just burning up the box office. It's made about 30 million so far. Mm-hmm. It's just been a slow burner, but it's something, it's an animated film on the Christmas story that you can take your kids to and feel good about. And it'll be probably in the theaters through Christmas. And I do think the families that are looking for something for the kids, Wonder's up there. The Star certainly is another one that they can go to.
Well, we got some good choices, don't we? I mean, you know, all things considered. If not, you can always go back to the archives because some great classics, you know, to get us in the mood for the season, right?
Well, and I actually wrote, and Jim Daly asked me to do this for him. I gave my 10 favorite Christmas movies.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to pause on that because we're out of time, and we'll just let them know. This is what they call a tease, right? So next week we're going to go down your list, okay?
Okay, we'll have to do something. Lastly, go see Darkest Hour if it's playing in your community. Winston Churchill story, great film.
Okay. Good film. Bob Olszewski, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Robert.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated?